One of those was Jim Cravey, executive director of the Alabama Peanut Producers Association. He was asked how the new farm bill fared for peanut growers.
Peanut producers, we think, came out very well. We had excellent participation across the farm side of it. Our Alabama delegation, a Georgia delegation, a Mississippi and Florida worked with us on those things. And we've got a great bill for peanuts and agriculture in the Southeast, well, in the entire nation, really.
Of course, weather is always a concern for peanut growers, but Cravey said there are other concerns in the industry right now, too.
We need to do a better job of exporting. We're not able to get the peanuts into China. We've got some tariff restrictions there. We need to ask our government to step in and help us and drop those barriers so that we can ship peanuts into China.
But on a positive note, Alabama growers recently approved the peanut referendum in the state.
The first time ever we've had a unanimous vote on anything. Now, that's right. First time ever I've known of a referendum. Now, we don't have everybody vote, which means generally everyone's pleased. Now, we've got problems and issues, and we're going to deal with those one-on-one and time again. But we're in the business of promoting peanuts and working with the universities on research and new varieties. And if they have issues, all they've got to do is pick up the phone, and we'll either solve the problem or try to explain why we do it the way we do.
And how does the peanut crop look here in Alabama right now?
We think we've got a good crop. We think maybe the government may be a little high on estimates of acreage. And when the real figures begin to come in, maybe that'll drive the prices up a little bit on the farmer side.
Cravey took this position with the Alabama Peanut Producers Association after Randy Griggs retired. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.